Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at spiritual anthrax in the church. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians that he was very concerned because he had heard about some things that had crept into the church at that time after he had left them for a season. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20, "For I am afraid that perhaps when I come I may find you not what I wish, that perhaps there may be strife, envy, angry tempers, disputes, slanders, gossips, arrogance, disturbances." Paul was concerned that some things had crept into the church and were causing a poisonous atmosphere, destroying what had been built up in that church that God loved so much. This week we are looking at some of these conditions that Paul describes. I like to call them spiritual anthrax to the church because they oftentimes contaminate without being very obvious, and they'll bring death if they are not dealt with. The first 2 days of this week, we took a look at gossip and strife. Today, we'll look at this spiritual anthrax called envy. Envy has been defined as pain, ill will, and jealousy at the good fortune or blessings of another. Have you ever found yourself seeing someone who's been blessed by God? Perhaps a promotion came into their life, perhaps some material blessing, perhaps some good turn of events in their life caused you, instead of rejoicing, as we are encouraged in the Word of God to rejoice with those who rejoice, instead the feeling that came up in your heart was one of envy, feeling jealous at the blessings of another. God wants that to be put out of our lives. That's not something that God ever wants to see in His children. And if jealousy is allowed to foment in a church body, it will bring destruction, poison into a church setting. Romans 13:13 says, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." Let us walk honestly, not in envying of others. 1 Peter 2 encourages us in the same vein. "Therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and slander, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord." One way to put aside envy out of your life, if it's something you've struggled with, is to ask God to put a longing in your heart for the pure milk of the Word. The washing of the water of the Word brings cleanliness or sanctification into our lives, so that the old things that have tried to cling to us, perhaps before you were born again, you really struggled with jealousy and envy of other people. God wants to wash that out of your life. And if you'll agree with God that envy is sin, if you'll confess it to Him as sin and ask Him to take it out of your heart and then pursue the Word of God, reading it and meditating on it, you will get victory over this issue of envy and jealousy. But we have to recognize that it is sin in God's eyes. Many people, if they experience a twinge of jealousy or envy, they attribute it to, "Well, that's just how I feel." Understand that in God's eyes, envy is sin. One writer named Erwin Lutzer put it this way: "Envy is rebellion against God's leading in the lives of His children." It's saying that God has no right to bless someone else more than you. John Dryden said, "Jealousy is the jaundice of the soul." Billy Graham talked about this issue of envy or jealousy, and he said this about its dangers: Envy can ruin reputations, split churches, and cause murders. Envy can shrink our circle of friends, ruin our business, and dwarf our souls. I have seen hundreds cursed by it. It's vital that we recognize how sinful in the eyes of God envy is, and also how dangerous it is for us individually as well as for churches. Remember that in 1 Corinthians 13, in that beautiful passage about love, we are told that love is not jealous, or love does not envy. If you struggle with envy, you haven't been perfected in love. And yet God's love has been shed abroad in your heart, according to the Word of God. But you have to allow that love to dominate you. And if you allow love to dominate you, those fleshly things, such as envy and jealousy, will not dominate you. Love is not jealous. Oftentimes in a church setting, envy or jealousy can truly bring about some very destructive and devastating results. I've observed church members who were jealous if another church member was given more attention by the pastor than they were themselves. I've observed associate pastors who were jealous of the senior pastor's success in ministry, and because of it, have sinned against God, caused division in a church, and taken part of that congregation away to start another church out of envy and jealousy. Envy is a cancer to the church, or truly you could call it a spiritual anthrax. It's a poison that will kill. It is not God's will for any of his children to operate in that spirit of envy or jealousy. Envy is a spirit that Satan sends to people, to individuals, to attempt to get them to give in to that spirit, to consider the thoughts that the spirit of envy would speak into your mind, that you should be jealous of this individual, that you should be have bad feelings about their success or their prosperity or their progress, or the fact that they've been promoted and you have not. It is a spirit sent against the body of Christ that needs to be recognized and rebuked when it comes to your doorstep. Henry Varley is best known as the man that D.L. Moody was very inspired by. He made a statement that inspired Moody to greatness in the ministry. He himself was a pastor, and in a biography that was written about him, he talked about how he struggled with this issue of envy of other ministers. He had a tremendous battle with jealousy of another preacher. A neighborhood pastor began drawing some of Pastor Varley's members, and Varley was very resentful towards the man. He wrote later on, admitting this, "I shall never forget the sense of guilt and sin that possessed me over that business. I was miserable. Was I practically saying to the Lord Jesus, 'Unless the prosperity of thy church and people comes in this neighborhood by me, success had better not come'? Was I really showing inability to rejoice in another worker's service? I felt that it was a sin of a very hateful character. I never asked the Lord to take away my life either before or since, but I did then, unless his grace would give me victory over this foul image of jealousy." Another famous Bible teacher that struggled with jealousy and envy of other ministers was F.B. Meyer, and he gave a very interesting answer how he dealt with the issue of envy. He often ministered at D.L. Moody's Great Bible Conference in Massachusetts, and he always drew large crowds. Well, when an equally famous preacher started preaching at that Bible conference, his Bible studies attracted even larger crowds. And Meyer confessed to some of his close friends that he was tempted to feel very envious of this other man. The only way I can conquer my feelings, Meyer said, is to pray for him daily, which I do. I want to encourage you, if you have struggled with the spirit of envy or jealousy in any area of your life, but especially in a church setting, that you do as F.B. Meyer did. You begin to pray for the person about whom you feel so jealous or envious. Begin to pray for their prosperity, for their blessing, for God to help them, for God to give them great grace, for God to promote them even further. And ask God to give you His eyes to see them the way God sees them, and His love to love them the way God loves them. That is a sure cure for this issue of envy and jealousy. And confess envy as sin to God and ask Him to remove that spirit from your life so you can walk in love as God has commanded us, for love is not envious. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.